I'm very sad all these things are happening, but in a way, we know the battle needs to be joined. This country's been rotting slowly for a long time. They're going to be making their move. What did General Chesty Puller say when they were surrounded in North Korea by like 15 times their number? They said, sir, we're completely surrounded. He said, well, that makes our situation a lot easier. It makes our logistics a lot better. Don't let any of them escape. But we do outnumber the New World Order, millions to one. And again, a lot of police and military don't like what's happening. They need to draw the line in the sand mentally and ask yourselves, FEMA camps, foreign trips, gun confiscation, is this what you want to sign your soul, your one life onto? Do you stand with the Republic?
They need to get out of their lethargy and start investigating. They need to learn the truth. Unfortunately, a lot of people are intellectually lazy. They just go to CNN and Fox News and buy whatever they tell them. That's the major one of the major problems.
Speaking of buying, we're really trying to build up capital here to expand to do more during this maximum time. It's all about the information. It's all about funds to get better servers, make more videos, hire more staff, make the websites better, more writers. We just got these in, and I noticed it was a pile of them on the desk, and Kurt got one for himself. Kurt, tell us about the Tyranny Response Team hat.
Nice hat. That is high quality.
That's a handsome hat. It says Infowars.com on the back.
Right.
Look at that sucker. That is one handsome hat, Kurt.
Yeah, there's a banner ad on Infowars.com. Just click it, and you'll go to the ad.
You've had the ladies chasing you around wearing that.
I sure did.
Oh, man. I can't believe it's all real. I mean, you know, I knew intellectually it was all real, but to just see them in the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times going, world government's good, it's going to save you. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yes. I was looking at myself on the on the monitor over there.
You were like...
I was admiring myself.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And if you look at the stimulus bill and the way they've been selling it, the so-called stimulus bill, you know, corporate media is really slick. They're really pushing it. It's going to help us. It's going to help us. When it's actually just going to increase the national debt astronomically and facilitate the banker collapse even more and far sooner. So,
well, the last caller made a great point that I haven't even mentioned about the victim disarmament. Chicago, New York, places where they have total gun bans, have 2, 3, 4, 5 times the national average, depending on which year it is. It changes. But it's always, I mean, it's a hellhole. And the cops openly are shaking everybody down. It's admittedly mafia. I mean, why would mafia-run cities want your guns?
Well, obviously so that you can't resist them. But I'll tell you what, I lived in Chicago. A lot of people have guns in the inner city. They're illegal, but they have guns.
And that's why they want the National Guard to do door-to-door gun checks.
Total constitutional violation. Totally. On numerous levels.
Well, they just can't wait. They want to target the good people of America. And they've already doing it. They're pulling over old ranchers that got a handgun, you know, in the glove compartment. Jail right here in Texas. They'll say, well, I as an officer choose to say I don't like that. And they get the old guy, kick his cowboy hat off, get the old man. I mean, it's been on the news, and take him to jail. And the judge goes, you're going to jail, boy. Oh, yeah, I love America. I mean, they're criminals, man. They love their security, their guns, all. Notice how the government also is building up armaments against us while going after our guns. But the good news is, Kurt, 44% increase, broken all-time record.
Right. And that's classic. I mean, you look at Germany before Hitler's dictatorship or during his ascent after the Enabling Act. That's precisely what they did. They registered the guns. They made you register your gun. They made you go to a hunting club and put your guns in their facility. And then they just confiscated them. And that's precisely what's unrolling now here in the United States.
Yep, and then they started having, but then everything was okay.
Of course, everything was okay.
The government was nice after that.
As so long as you didn't oppose the government.
When a government wants your guns, folks, they're planning bad stuff.
That's right.
It's real simple. I mean, I got a family. I'm on the radio. You think I want to be on air saying lock and load? I mean, you know, this is it. This is the Republic. Every day, I've got to make the decision to commit fully to this.
There's so many people, and you've pointed this out constantly, that out there who believe that guns are evil. You know, this mere,
well, they are presence. They are evil in the hands of evil government.
Right, but I'm saying the mere presence of this piece of hardware is evil.
Yeah, he's the writer at Infowars.com. We'll be back in tomorrow live in studio. He is Kurt Nemo. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 51 and a half minutes, we are joined by the legendary Jordan Maxwell, esoteric researcher, master at decoding the New World Order. I'm going to get Jordan on in these interesting times. Total semi-automatic gun ban bills introduced, racing through Congress, total registration, psychological testing to own guns. The attorney general will be able to ban any guns he wishes by a simple stroke of the pen. So executive tyrannical power being transferred. Global bankers engineering the collapse by design. Hundreds of mainstream publications announcing the world government is upon us, and it's a good thing. Like the Wall Street Journal Market Watch yesterday with the headline, North American Union currency uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis. And they say, yes, it's true, but it will save you and save the economy. So this is classic problem, reaction, solution. Create the economic crisis, then say total tyranny is the solution in paying our taxes, carbon taxes on all human activity to the new super private central bank they're openly setting up in Bretton Woods, too. So joining us, ladies and gentlemen, is Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, good to have you here with us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you again, Alex. I don't know what we could add to what you just said. I mean, that pretty well says it all. I mean, my God, it's just incredible watching what's going on right in front of our eyes, right in front of our faces, and and nothing seems to bother the American public. They just keep watching, and it just keeps getting darker and darker down the tunnel, and I'm just amazed. I don't have any words for it. But there is something else bigger, even bigger than all of that going on. This thing that's happening to America is very, very ancient, very old. And I've been looking at this thing for a long time, and it's really, really scary because the implications are it's not just going to destroy the individuality of the people of America and enslave the Americans. This is a worldwide phenomenon, and it's been going on for a long time, and I've been doing a lot of work on that over the years. And I just, you know, I'm just amazed. I don't know where to start.
Well, Jordan, that was my first question for you, is that, what, 40, 45? How long have you been fighting the Lobos?
I started in 59, so that's right around 48 years now. I've been looking and talking about this subject.
So getting close to 50 years here, dealing with this. Everything you said, everything you laid out, how they would do it, the steps they would go in, you were right, others were right, you know, covering different slices of the agenda, G. Edward Griffin, Gary Allen, people like that, and now you've been proven right, vindicated in spades. Now tell us what it's like to see it all admitted and what that means that the globalists are now emerging. We always said that was key. The uncloaking was when they would put the capstone on. And then, so what does it mean that they're now announcing it all after denying it? And then where are we going?
Oh, I'll tell you. Alex, like you said, I've been working on this for many, many years. Back in 1967, I stumbled upon a piece of the puzzle that at the time I knew was going to be very important. I just didn't know why or how. And since 1967, I've been looking at that one piece along with everything else, but especially has that piece of the puzzle that I discovered in 67 been paramount in my thinking and in my research. And only until the coming of the new president did that, 40 some odd years of research in 67 finally come into full view. It's a story that you would not believe. And I'm just amazed that all the things that I've been researching on that one subject is now in your face everywhere. I was talking about it many years ago. And the reason I'm not getting into that one symbol and one subject is because it's so big. It's such a huge subject. But the same symbolism, the words and terms that were used by the Egyptians, used in the ancient Middle East, used in ancient Greece and in Rome, and then finally into Europe and Britannia, and finally into America. You can trace these words, terms, and symbols all the way back into ancient history, and the implication is that we are facing something which is so awesome and so old and so well established that this is why we are not able to do anything, because people, generally speaking, do not know the perimeters of how old and vast and monumental this apparatus is. And unless until you understand how far back this thing goes and what these symbols mean. I've got over 40 years looking at this one symbol that is just driving me crazy, because Obama's government is filled with this kind of occult symbolism.
It's the rising sun. The rising sun.
You got it. That's exactly right.
Now let's stop there. We saw Obama coming, but I didn't realize that in America, even the Washington Post admits that he's using Hitlerian and Maoist and Stalinist colorations, posters, slogans, and now they create the crisis with Bush, get everybody scared, and then make all the hate of Bush about loving Obama, transferring all that energy into their agenda. And now it's all just going at light speed, and they're calling him president of the world, Messiah. Is he a prototype of their world leader, or could Obama be their messianic leader?
Well, I'll tell you, everything you just said is absolutely correctly understood. You're exactly right that the words and terms, and this, you said it so much better than I could, that the terms, the symbols, the words, The catchphrases are taken directly out of the Soviet school of philosophy, taken directly out of the communist philosophy, taken directly out of Adolf Hitler's philosophies and words and terms that were used by the Nazis. And once you see this, it's just overwhelming to me. It's just
staggering.
Staggering.
I feel thunderstruck.
In your face it is. It's right there in your face. But the people have never spent time looking at this kind of an arcane subject of how world leaders use occult terms and symbols to manipulate the human masses. And so, again, I don't see it as a problem for America. Now, I see it as a problem for the human race. The entire human species on Earth is now in serious trouble because the entire Earth is now covered with these symbols, words, and terms. And today, around the world, nobody seems to recognize it. Nobody seems to know. Why? Because no one studied the subject. It's just appalling to me. And
Now,
you know,
let me just ask you. The global architects, the Babylon Mystery Schools, they believe in a coming world Messiah. And in the prototypes that they've had from India and the Middle East, it is generally a brown-skinned man. And I couldn't believe it when I saw Obama coming that he could be the one. And I'm not even getting into a Christian issue here because the elites have their own Messiah complex, as you know well, Jordan, but for the audience. Is he a prototype to their coming world Messiah? Or do you think the elite are actually trying currently to make him be the one?
Well, I'm not sure. But you know, on the one hand, I have to say about Obama and his family, I like his presence. His presence is very likable. His family is very charming, and the girls are absolutely charming. And I don't have anything against Obama and his family, but I'm just saying that if you know the symbols, if you've studied them over the years, the words, the terms, the catchphrases, the little small emblems that are words and the terms that are used, and begin to study how these symbols are used, what the words mean. Once you have got that down, then you begin looking at American politics and American presidential politics. It's alarming. It's just staggering. These are the same terms that Adolf Hitler used, but especially now the Soviet terms and symbols that were, I was talking many years ago, giving lectures back in 67 on Soviet philosophy, symbolism, what it meant. And today it is everywhere in your face. In the newspapers, magazines, television, they are using the same terms that I grew up with since 1967, looking at those terms.
What about the charms? What about the charms? He carries different days. A little Norse gods, little monkey gods from the Hindus. He always has these charms with him. What's that about?
Well, I know that's just on the face of it, that's frightening and scary, because I already know that, like I said, not just America, but the entire Earth is in trouble. The whole world is in trouble. And probably one of the most fantastic things is for me to see around the world, people jumping in jubilation for the coming of Obama, and people are dancing in the streets around the world, never even suspecting what the whole entire agenda really is. And
notice he came right as the crisis was peaking. They engineered it perfectly. As he comes in, he's now got the agenda. He'll save you.
You got it. And it's just amazing to me how much people don't know. No one has taken the time to look at these symbols and words.
Well, let me ask you this, and we're going to come back from break and go through it. The monkey charm in the Hindu religion, what does that symbolize?
Well, it goes all, you know, I, like I said, it's just a huge subject on ancient religions. We can talk about that later then.
Okay, well, let's come back and continue with the world agenda. Why are they openly announcing world government, world taxation, world regulation, and saying we've got to get behind Obama. And then Henry Kissinger saying Obama will bring in the new world order on CNBC. Obama will bring in the new age. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Maxwell's our guest.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
On September 11, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother and the national ID.
Don't want no shackles on me.
My good buddy Jimmy Vaughn. And Google, no shackles on me. Jimmy Vaughn. See him play it live. A lot of different versions of it out there. Jordan, before we go any further, fire out your website for folks. We're going to post it on PrisonPlanet.tv right now as well. We're live on PrisonPlanet.tv, not just on the radio. There's several sites out there, but what's your main site?
JordanMaxwell.com. Try and keep it simple. Just JordanMaxwell.com.
And I hope we don't crash your servers today like last time.
Well, I know. But, you know, last time we were talking about a possible project that that the two of us might do. I would like to do an hour and a half minimum of a 90-minute presentation, put it on film, and do it right. Because I've never been able to do any of my work, you know, with the good technological stuff that's available today. I don't have. But I would like to do something on this one symbol that I was telling you about, because I am totally convinced that if the people were to see what I'm talking about, it's very difficult to impress anyone just talking about something. You'd have to see it. But if I could do something with this subject that I've been working on since 67, like I said, for 40 years I've been looking at one symbol and one subject that has captured my imagination. And today it's everywhere. It's in newspapers, as I said. Everywhere you look is the symbol that I have been working with and looking at for a long time. And the implications are just staggering. Hollywood has been pouring. Today, Hollywood is pouring out the symbol everywhere, in movies, in television, and songs, especially in music. So, I've just got some very, very impressive and important stuff that I really would like to be able to do something
sure,
with.
Sure, we'll do it. We're going to do it soon. I'm finishing this Obama film, and I've just been waiting for you, Jordan, since we're talking about it here on air, to tell me the best way to quickly come out to California for, say, a week, shoot it in a proper setting, and then get direction from you how you want it laid out, and we can get it done very quickly. But also
you know
get it done very well.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to have you see. I'd like to do a PowerPoint presentation, which I have it pretty much already done here on my computer, but and I have terabytes of material. I mean, just enormous amounts of material on these subjects. But I'd like to run this whole story by you and have you see the progression of where I start and where I end with this symbol, so that for the first time you will see the importance of what I'm actually talking about. Because I believe, it's just my belief, that if you were to see what I have amassed over these 40 years, it will be staggering to anyone seeing it.
Well, let me make a wild guess at it, Jordan. The elite are preparing the earth for the arrival of an entity. That's what they
believe,
right? Correct?
Exactly. And as far back as the ancient world, they were using a particular symbol. The ancient kings were, and the ancient princes were using this symbol everywhere. And as I said, the Greeks used it. That was used in Egypt. It was used in Babylonia. And especially was it used in the Roman Empire. And then, of course, coming into Britannia and into Europe, it was everywhere among the royals of Europe. And now in America, it is everywhere. And unless you go back to the beginning and see what this thing really meant and trace it through history and begin to see how ancient this apparatus really is, it's not going to really hit you. And until you see it, and when you finally see it for the first time, it will be shocking to the world to know this stuff goes back, thousands of years. It's just incredible.
Jordan Maxwell, why is Kissinger and others hailing Obama as the one that will unify the world and bring in the New World Order? Or is that wishful thinking? I mean, why would they be saying that now about a leader?
I think that they already, because of the symbols that he's using, because of the symbols, words, and terms that he's using, it implies for me that this is a very long, well-laid-out plan that I was seeing already. And back in 67, they were laying out the words, the terms, the strategy, and how it was going to come about, the words that would be used, the symbols that would be used. And now to see this happening today with Obama tells me that this is the combination, this is the final blow on the earth of something that I've been aware of for 40 years and the world has been talking about for thousands of years. It's a very powerful story once you finally see it.
Well, stay there. Long segment coming up. What is this force, this dark force that whether people believe in it or not, the elite believe in it, and everything they do is designed to bring this in. Stay with us. JordanMaxwell.com is his website. Our sites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
JordanMaxwell.com. And, Jordan, I'm about to be out of town for a few days, but if you really want to do that, just try to figure out a time, a place, how you want to do it, and do it as quickly, but also with the quality that you want. So I'd be honored to work on a film and present your findings to people. And I'm honored that you've said that you'd like to work with me. Separately, in the 27 minutes of airtime we have left here today, I want to explain to people, whether they believe in the supernatural or not, the elite do, and that's a fact. And there's different mystery religions, but they all basically have the same tenets as you go up the pyramidal power structure. But you're saying in your research, the highest level cult is this sunrise cult or the morning star cult. Clearly, you know, Oprah Winfrey's, you know, her symbol, governmental symbols, Obama. We are seeing it more and more. They believe they manifest the power by that. And when you study the beliefs of this cult, let us in on a little bit of your own research on that and why this is such a dangerous time and so horrifying for humanity in your research.
Well, it's hard to put into words. As I said, it's not something that I could just come out and shoot for a couple of days and it's done. No, this subject is too big. I've got quite literally hundreds and hundreds of documents, pictures, photographs explaining the story, because it is not easy to talk about. It's not easy to tell, because it's too simple to just mention a particular cult and a particular symbol. Nobody gets the effect of it. It's when you sit down and you begin to see how Hollywood has used this, how the motion picture industry, how the news organizations, the symbols that are used in government, the symbols which are used in federal and state seals, and going back into the British Empire and tracing it back, then you begin to see how all-encompassing and overwhelming this particular subject is and this particular symbol is.
And Arthur C. Clarke.
Yes. Then you begin to see for the first time how massive this web of conspiracy really is. It's massive. And I'm just appalled that not see, being
so,
able.
So I mean, you're saying, how do you express a huge research that is the continuity of human history and this great mystery?
That's exactly right. And I'm at a loss to do that because I don't have the funding to do something like that. I've got all kinds of professional people on the West Coast in Hollywood who know me and who know that my work has served as the mainspring for many television shows and movies and books and all kinds of people are using, you know, my stuff over the years because I share it freely with everyone in Hollywood, and I've been here for 48 years, so everyone knows that. But and they've used stuff directly out of Da Vinci Code, used things directly out of my videos. The whole concept of the conspiratorial apparatus founding America, I've talked about that many, many years ago. And the Knights Templars, all of that I've been talking about around in Hollywood for years. But I've got something Hollywood doesn't have yet. And I've had some movie offers coming to motion picture companies coming and wanting to do a movie on it, on this one particular symbol, this one particular work I'm talking about. And I've turned them down because I know until this thing can be done right, I don't want to put out.
Well, Jordan, last time we talked and you brought this up to me, just tell me what your blueprint is and how you want it done. And if you do want me to work on it with you, I'd be glad to. But regardless, just get it done. Get this information out to people, regardless of who does it.
Well,
make sure you get it done.
Well, I know, because I don't want to leave this planet until this work is done. And it's something that has caught my attention for over 40 years. I've been looking at this one subject, and it's very, very powerful stuff. And I can't think of anybody that could do more with it than you. And so that's why I'd like to have you a part of this, because I'd like for you to handle it and put it out there, because I don't have the wherewithal to do any of this. I need somebody that has a system already in operation that can distribute and can get to the largest amount of people. And you have a huge audience. So that's why I mentioned before that I'd like to maybe possibly do something with you in relation to this subject. But you're going to have to see it for yourself first.
Well, Jordan, what I'll do is I'm going to be out on the West Coast soon, very soon. In fact, I'm about to be out there this weekend, but I have something else I have to do. So I need to come out there and see you.
Yes. I would like for you to come here, see me, sit here, and spend an hour here, and let me just go through the best, you know, the basics. Let me just go through it slowly and show you the progression of the story, so at least you have in your mind the concept and how large it really is and how big the thing really is.
Let's pull the trigger on it. I'll get out there as soon as I can when it's a good date for you. It's been a couple days at least. Like you said, you were saying it'd take a while. I got more time than an hour if you've got it. And then just tell me how you want it done. Let's pull the trigger on it, Jordan.
I think that would be great.
That would be great. Well, thank you. This is exciting. We have so many of these discussions on the air. Perhaps we might have it privately as well.
Yeah.
Because
I'm telling you, Alex, I have something here that I know is so explosive and so incredibly mind-boggling when it's finally presented correctly, so that you begin to see the progression of the use of this symbol, how it is used by the different cults, different religions of the world, how it is used by the different governments, all governments of the world, all the royalty of Europe have used this word and terms and symbols, and then to see it now finally in full display right now in America, it will finally hit you how big this thing really is.
And that signifies, though, that's what I keep asking. I mean, the fact that they're now going with everything, they suddenly display the symbol, you know, moving away from the eye to the rising sun over the earth. They move into that, which I guess signifies in their hierarchy, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they are now engaging, what, the final plan?
Yes, yes, the ultimate final conclusion to thousands of years of a plan that was laid out a long time ago is finally being blanketed across the world, and no one is able to comprehend the how large this thing is, how big it is, and the implications of it. It's staggering story, and I don't even know what to do with it. I don't even know how to explain to the audience how big this thing really is, how ancient it is, and how serious our existence is on this earth because of this incredible ancient apparatus that was set up thousands of years ago. And it's the whole idea is coming from the darkness of night into the new light of a new world order.
Well, did you hear his acceptance speech, where he kept saying the new age, the new age, the new age? Barack Obama went, well, his inaugural speech. Please continue.
Yes, I know. It's all part and parcel of what I'm talking about, and that's
coming into the new age, coming into the new light. Why are you saying that's so dangerous?
It is profoundly dangerous because the people who are doing it the best way I can explain it is that for years, kids used to talk on the phone in front of their parents and use terms, and they still do today. They can use terms and catchphrases which the young people understand, but which the adults don't. And so the kids can be sitting right in the front room talking in front of their parents and talking about a drug deal or something really nefarious, and the parents are hearing it, and they don't understand at all the terms that are being used and the catchphrases, what they mean. Well, the same thing is true today with the elite who are running the world. They have a lingo. They have symbols and words and terms that they use among themselves, that they know what they're talking about, and they realize that the people of the world have no idea about what they're saying, what it means. And once you've cracked this code of words and terms, it's staggering and it's frightening in its implications, and that's what I've got.
Because they're saying, at least with the Earth First Battalion and what the Pentagon says and what General Stubblebine and others have said, that the new age means killing most of us, doesn't it?
Well, I'm afraid so, yes, because it's part of the agenda. And
the new man, the cybernetic merger of humans into machines and the extermination of the majority of us.
That's right, because they are dumbing down the humans while making the machines and the computers able to think for themselves. And so in America, we like to brag that we've got computers that can think for themselves. And I say, thank God, because the people can't. And
so one facet of the new age is the new man, the new creation.
That's right.
And the old man goes bye-bye.
You've got it. That's exactly one of the most important terms is the new man. And when you begin to see what that term new man actually implies, and why Adolf Hitler talked about all the time creating the new man, why Stalin and his writings talked about the coming of the new man. When you see the communist symbols and words and terms that were used by the Communist Party around the world, talking about the coming of the new man, when the sun would rise on the new order. Once you begin to see this, then you see how very powerful and ancient and old and well-financed this whole monstrosity on the human race really is. And then for the first time, you begin to see how serious in trouble we really are.
And because without saying any names,
everywhere.
It's everywhere. Without saying names, getting into arguments with other people out there, a lot of them, I think, are misled. A lot of folks have taken your deep research and then added onto it, oh, but we're going to have a new man. So they've co-opted your research and others' research and then added, by telling the truth about the New World Order, they say, oh, but there's this new man coming. We're going to come together and have this new system, and the computers will rule us because they're fair. That, and then you get blamed for the people putting out that message, claiming it's your message, when your message is actually the opposite.
Exactly. And that's happened to me on many different fronts. Because I will use terms that are in the Bible, and I'm trying to explain what they mean in relation to my research. Then people go out and say, well, Jordan is saying this, this, and that, and therefore he obviously is working for the government, he's working for the conspiracy. And I'm just appalled because I'm not able to really put anything out there into the public.
Because this is so nuanced and sophisticated and multifaceted. You're saying they're going to come in with the dictatorship of the machines and the cyborg cybernetic merger and other things that they say are coming. You're saying they built all of this to then have a false revolution and bring in this control, and others come and take your research, get everybody on board with the research, and then say, but the new man, that will fix it. The false revolution, the false new age.
Well, that's exactly what the Bible talks about, how the devil works. I mean, even in Scripture, even in Christianity, Christians are aware that there is a concept that the dark side will use what is good to deceive, and that even the elect could be deceived. It's so well done. Well, that's
counterfeits.
True.
Counterfeits.
Absolutely, it's counterfeit. And but unless you understand and are able to sit for an hour or so and watch a presentation that was, showing the symbols that they were used thousands of years ago, used in Rome, used in England, and today are being used here, finally, it will finally hit you what I'm talking about. It's something you have to see. You have to watch the progression in order to understand the severity of what I'm talking about. It's that
well, I'm
big.
Honored. I'll, let's get on the horn very soon and set up a time to do that. Now, specifically, without giving out the deep knowledge you've got, which you know will then be misconstrued, mispackaged,
yep,
thus destroying right. your message. That's why you can't come out with it. We're on the same page, Jordan. I know you've done deeper research than I, but you notice I'm throwing out basically what it is here. Just talking about what we're facing in the upheaval, more staged terror attacks, more economic collapse, open world government bank being set up, carbon taxes with bureaucratic regulators over every facet of our lives, shutting down all small industry farms and ranches, gun confiscation, giant youth brigades. It's all being announced. And exactly, when the symbol manifests, now they're launching. Now, is this a beta test prototype? Or what I'm saying is, because we know they build minis before they build the big one, Or does this in the battle configuration look like it is the final wavelength or the final signature?
I think it is the final, last, and final move. This is, in my humble opinion, this is it. There is nothing to come after this. This
you
is
have
the
never
last
said move. That before. You have never said that in 49 years of research. You've never
That's
said
right.
this is it.
This is it. But as far as I'm concerned, there is no doubt in my mind, because I've watched the steps and watched it progress over the years and looked at it from every point of view. I've taken this to other authors, writers, researchers in private, and they're looking at it, and we're studying this thing. Up until now, I have always believed that there was going to be some way that people would wake up and find out and be able to thwart this thing. But now I am totally convinced that the last and final stroke has been put into place now, and now it's a survival of the human race now. Now it is cosmic in proportion.
Because once the elite engage all these thousands of years of programming, conditioning, and preparation, this isn't even a machine they can turn off, is it?
That's right. Exactly. It's not something that they have control over anymore. Now it is cosmic in proportion. It's the basis for governments. The symbol is used in governmental systems, educational systems, law enforcement,
and you're
military.
Saying there is an above... Let's just get down to bottom lines. Christians can call it, you know, spiritual entities, whatever. The elite believe this in their own writings. There is an above human government that's been directing things.
Oh, you can bet on that. There is no doubt in my mind. That's why so many people have asked and talked about my religious faith as to whether I believe in God. I have no problem at all believing in God. I have no problem believing in the divine because I have studied the occult world for many, many years. I know what these symbols and religions, where they've come from, how they were co-opted, put into use by the elite powers of the world. I have no doubt in my mind that there is a God, and I have nothing but praise and honor for spirituality. But I'm telling you, and I don't even at this point, I don't even care how people view this statement. The religions of this world are, as just as the scripture says, all the flesh has lost its way. You have no idea in the world to what extent religions have been co-opted by the dark side, and it's right in your face. We just don't see it.
And the dark side always tells riddles. They say they're bringing the light. They're really bringing the dark sunshine. They're bringing the darkness.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Think of how dear and sweet the children of the world are, how innocent, the light of God in their eyes. Think about all the people that have struggled against tyranny and oppression so that we have some modicum of liberty. And then think about the great darkness the New World Order is forging, all their crimes, all the wicked things they've done, how they enjoy hurting the innocent. We are in an eternal fight against evil. It is good versus evil. And evil is making its greatest move in history. Right now, all of the, in the elite's own words, planets are aligned. They are going into high gear. They believe this is their jump point, their move. We have no future if we don't struggle and fight back and speak out now and have a mass awakening against this system. Jordan, how, just in summation, because the show's basically over, how do you see this in the last 4 minutes playing out? I mean, is there a light at the end of the tunnel that isn't a freight train coming at us? Is there a way if people, and I see folks actually waking up in mass. I mean, they're not waking up to the sophistication of the attack, but I do see the massive beginnings of it. So I see a lot of positives, actually. I understand the enemy's making its move, but I also believe in the deus ex, the unseen goodness, unseen help, also throughout history, the balance.
I appreciate what you're saying. For myself, I just question whether the human race is going to be able to extricate itself out of this mess. Because unless and until you understand what your enemy is really all about and what is actually happening here, and the military has planners and people in the CIA who plan things and getting intelligence. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't see much intelligence being done in the so-called truth movement because they haven't, they do not have a grasp on the cosmic size of this thing. We're all looking at the different problems, and they're all right there in your face.
And we're looking at the low-level puppets and minions and front men.
Right, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, never looking past it.
But never looking past it, I'm telling you there's something far, far bigger and far worse. The implications are absolutely frightening for the human race. And I've been working on this for a long time, and I would like to be able to do something with it before I leave here. Because
is the creative energy of the universe, the creator, I mean, will God allow that to happen?
Well,
there's good and evil.
Well, that's another subject. I mean, I hate to talk about it because I don't want to offend anybody, but by their fruits you will know them. Christianity is praying every day for protection, for this and for that, for God to help them, and yet darkness is growing on the earth every day. Goodness is dying every day. Anytime any wisdom is out there or anything of any real value, the dark side will crush it and crush it into out of existence. So I'm just saying that people who have religious beliefs have better start looking at where their religious church and beliefs have actually come from and what these words actually mean, because just a blind faith is not going to help anything anymore. We are in serious trouble, and people have better start looking for the real truth. Because the more you pray, the worse things are getting. And until you understand who your enemy is and understand it thoroughly and correctly, you're never going to be able to get yourself out of the mess.
Yeah, most religious people, and especially Christians, think they're praying to one God and they're praying to another. That's what you're saying.
You got that right. That's exactly what's happening.
All right, Jordan, I will talk to you very soon. But I'll even call you this evening if that's a good time, or tomorrow.
That's
How's
fine.
That sound?
That's fine. Make sure everyone goes on the website and check it out, because I got a lot of stuff there.
And a lot of books and key videos, jordanmaxwell.com. Jordan, I'm an honor talking to you, an honor working with you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Jordan Maxwell's out of here. Speaking of a lot of material he's covering, the new film, The Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, is available at InfoWars.com right now. It just came out. Retransmission starts now. Info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.